Ukraine's new president says he's ready to make a peace deal with Russia. Petro Poroshenko added that peace is possible if Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready for an agreement. Poroshenko's remarks came a day before he signs the final chapters of a controversial association agreement with the EU. The UN aid chief is warning that the number of Syrians in desperate need for humanitarian assistance is still growing. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Valerie Ayma said 10.8 million, or about half of the country's population, are in need of aid. A United Nations committee has called on Britain and Argentina to settle their dispute over the ownership of the Malvinas Islands, also known as the Falklands. The UN Decolonization Committee has approved a new resolution calling for a negotiated solution to the 200-year dispute. U.S. President Barack Obama has asked Congress to approve $500 million to train and equip foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. If approved, the program would supplement a covert train and assistance program run by the U.S. intelligence agencies. The foreign-backed insurgency in Syria has spilled over into neighboring Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says both political measures and military action are needed to deal with the current insurgency in the country. Maliki also said the terrorist advance could have been avoided if U.S. jets had been delivered more quickly. The leader of Iraq's Kurdistan region says Iraqi Kurds will do whatever it takes to defend the city of Kirkuk against ISIL militants. Masoud Barzani made the remarks during a visit to the oil-rich city. This is Barzani's first visit to the disputed city since Kurdish security forces seized it. World Health Organization is warning that drastic action is needed to contain the spread of the Ebola virus in West Africa. The WHO says it is gravely concerned about the outbreak and there is potential for further international spread. Nearly 400 people have died in the outbreak, which started in Guinea 4 months ago.